Muhammad Gimel in Sugyas of Nida by the Rosh Hashiva Zion Kislev Hetov Shimim Vav, November 20th, 1985, on Wednesday. Continued.
When the Gemara said, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, so when the Gemara says, Kan Shebotka Atzmo, Kan Sheloi Botka Atzmo, Kishio Feset, so it is reference to the memory of Rav, where Rav doesn't even mention Motzosoteiro. Rav mentions the Rav HaKach Roaso, but Rav Nachman, in his first lotion, says that the same thing Rav would say in the case of Loiraso. So in other words, so Kan Sheloi Botka Atma Kishir Beset, has reference to the case of what Rav Nachman says, Rav Wutze, because actually he doesn't even discuss that Rav. Isn't that strange? I mean, the Gemara should say, Kan Shalei Botka Atzmo Kishir Beset, has reference to what Rav Nachman says, Rav Wutze. So Meile, that's the second Lashon Rashi. Very simple. In other words, the Gemara doesn't discuss the case of what Rav Nachman says, Rav Wutze. After all, Rav doesn't even discuss the case of Loi Raso. He discusses the case of Raso. Rav Nachman says the same thing Rav Wutze, insofar as Cheshire's Lidestra is concerned. So Rav would say the same thing even with Loi Raso. So according to the first Lashon Rashi, this is what Gemara is reference to when it says Kan Shaloi Botka Atzmo Kishir Vesel. But the Masho says, so according to the plain connotation of Rashi's words, Rashi is too shen is too short. Because the Gemara says here, Kan Shebot Katzmo Kishio Peset, Kan Shaloi Bot Katzmo Kishio Peset. So according to the first Pshat in Rashi, Kan Shaloi Bot Katzmo Kishio Peset has reference to the memory that Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman explains according to Rav, where Rav doesn't even mention explicitly the case of Loi Raso, where Rav doesn't even mention the case of Loi Raso, and Rav mentions the case of Raso, but Rav Nachman says the same thing Rav would say even if Loi Raso, but he mentions Raso to advise us that the case of Raso, she is Cheshes L'Riyoso also. But in the case of Loi Raso, she would be Cheshes only L'Vesto. And according to the second Lashon of Rashi, so Kan Shaloi Botka Atzmo Kishir Beset has reference to Shmuel. And Shmuel is not Chilev. I mean, in other words, not the country. Kan Shebotka Atzmo Kishir Beset has reference to Kan Shebotka Atzmo Kishir Beset has reference to Shmuel. And when, no, I mean, Kan Shebotka Atzmo Kishir Beset, so then she's Teiro, has reference to Rav. And Shaloi Bot Katzmo Kishir Beset has reference to Shmuel, and Rav and Shmuel are not chilek, but they discuss different cases. But the Masho says, no, it's not the second Lashon Rashi. The Masho found a certain manuscript that this was mentioned in the text of the Gemara. So in other words, that there was another Lashon in the Gemara, Ike Damre. Maro machode umaro machode veloi pligi. So, according to the Marshos Pshat and Rashi, Rashi is not saying another pshat in the first lashon of the Gemara, but that the Gemara itself has two rishonim. So, in other words, so according to the first lashon, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel is so machmir that even botkatz mokishio veset, so and mochosoteo, so she is still tmeo. And according to the second lashon, the Gemara is saying that Shmuel is only says tmeo if loy botkatz mokishio veset. But if botkatz mokishio veset, then Shmuel would be made a Torah, and there is no machlekes. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok omar, the vest is gufay komis. The ma'asova vest is the raise, ma'asova vest is the rabbonon. The Shmuel holds vest is the raise, and Rav holds vest is the rabbonon. Omar Rav Sheishes kitanoye. This question is whether vest is the raise or vest is the rabbonon is a machlekes tanoye. Reb Lezer Eimeyot Meo Nido. Now let's see the Rashi. Imiki Avesto Veloi Botko. So she's Meo Nido. And the Pshat, the more assumes that the Pshat in Reb Lezer is, even if a day later she makes a dick and she finds herself Teiro, so she's still Tmeo. Kosova Avesto is the Raise. Reb Lezer, the Reb Yeshua Eimer Tivode, Leach Avesto, Motzoso Tmeo Tmeo, Mishas Vesto, Teheiro Teheiro. Teheiro is Teheiro. So Reb Lezer holds Vest is the Raisi. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Vest is the Rabbonon. Vehanetanoi kanetanoi. Di Tanya Reb Meir Eimeyot Meo Nido. Vachachomim Eimun Tivodeit. So Reb Meir holds Vest is the Raise. And the Chachomim holds Vest is the Rabbonon.
What is Tivodeit?
Tivodeit makes a bdiki.
In other words, we look further.
The Yima Veset was on the 25th day.
Yeah.
Now it's the 27th day. So in other words, she makes a decay.
On the 27th.
And she's Mitaras Rabailo. She finds herself there, or so she's Mitaras Rabailo.
And all the Taharas was Torah.
Yeah, all the Taharas. Except that, of course, she finds herself there, or so all the Taharas are Torah. All right. Omar Abaye Afanan Antione, Dichnan Rad Meirei Meir, Imoi Sobi Marve, Vigi Ashas Vesto, Beloi Botko Teiro, Shechrodo Misalekes Sadomi, Taime Di Kechrodo. So then we're not Chishish, maybe she had the discharge. Holeke Chodo Tmeo, Alme Vesto the Raise. Machmation il remeya vested raise, bimachve machmaspachat listen the lashes. Lashes means a regiment. Leina hanetanoye bonamekle. Should we say that these are also chelik? And the question is whether vested is the raise or vested is the rabbon. Ditanye, oreye da machmasmake atu bisech yimeini doso teiron. Divrei Reb Shimon Gamliel. Ahore damach masmake sheish lo bimeo. Now, Rashi, interesting. I don't want to know to deduce chidushim, big chidushim from Rashi. But why does Rashi say masmake bimeo? Why doesn't Rashi say Mako? Yellow is not mokeya. Yellow is not mokeya. Doesn't that tend to indicate that Rashi Shit is like the Raivet, that if a woman has a mako in the moker itself, so then she is like the Shit of the Bais Yosef. The Bais Yosef doesn't say it with certainty. He says, Efshar. So the Dakimeji is Chaylek. How can we say anything like that? But the Raivet Shit is like that explicitly. I don't know. Maybe the Mokir is also called Ne'er. So they damach mas mako afil b'seich yemeini do so teirom. Diver Reb Shimon ben Gamliel afil b'seich yemeini do so. Kelema biyomim shilimud olire is dayne shas inoso ishas vesto. Inoso means if she do in the 30th day. Or ishas vesto means when she has the period. Usual. Is teiro italinom di mako shebeisim okein. Again, Rashi here doesn't say the talinum bimako shebe mokeh. Bimako shebe isi mokeh. Alright, but you couldn't be midai from that. That would be a failure. Diver Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Rebbe Imer in Yish Lobeset Rishesh Libesto Kleima Kishen Lobeset Kopia Medinolo Shaf Al Pisho Broi Noso Tele Bimako Abo Yish Lobeset Kobua Biro Aso Bi Investo Afilu Machmas Mako Chayshinom Shemotipas Nido Murevez Bei. So in other words, the Gemara wanted to say the Trebbe holds Vestas the Rabbono. Some male, we, even if she sees, we are not Cheshish, maybe Damido, but we are in the Mako that she has. And that's Reb Shimon Gamliel. And Trebbe holds that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Vestes de Rabbonon, and Rebbe holds Vestes de Reise. So even if she sees, but she knows that she has a Veset, the day, so mele we are Cheshish for the Veset. So it's a machleket between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Vest is the Rabbanon, and Rebbe holds Vest is the Reise. But how come it's like Mal Sova Vest is the Reise, Rebbe, and Mal Sova Vest is the Rabbanon? Vest is the Rabbanon. Om Rabbin Eloi, the cool alma Vest is the Rabbanon. The hoche bimokir mikini tomei kom niflige. Reb Shimon Gamliel sova teiro vidam tomei dikoose derech mokir. Derech mokir. So Reb Shimon Gamliel says that the isho is teiro. The isho is teiro. But the dam is tomei. So, where do we say the dam is tomei? The answer is because he says, "Afilu b'sirchi meidos oteiro." But the dam is tomei. The Amalei Rebbe, why? Because the derech mokeir. The Amalei Rebbe, I chayshes libeset, I shenamet meir. Vili chayshes libeset, mikeimei mokeir, mikeimei toreh. Let's see the Rashi. Came to me, the whole dam about the sham, but me dam nido have a tume, litamiodom to my seret, the nogobitares is name, because so she herself is in gas in the dam. So she becomes an avatume, the mitares name, become a rebbe, and rebbe said, Ich heiße es Lüweset, ich nahm es mehr. Wie Lüwe heiße es Lüweset, mocha mich keine Tore. So it's a little strange, because like this, it appears on the surface that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the maker, and Rebbe is the machmir. And that's the way the Gemara and the Havamina assume. And that's consistent with the Loshon, because Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't even mention any to me. He just says, they are. And Rebbe says, Cheshezes Levesto. So it appears on the surface from the Loshon by superficially taking notice of the Loshon that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Makir and Rabbi is the Machmir. But here the Gemara says no, just the reverse, that Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Machmir. Rav Shimon Gamliel is the Machmir. Now, we have how many categories of women? We have the Nege Siktama. Siktama is always called Luigias Manolilis. And then we have a narrow shalui rov base of the earth. That's the second category. And then we have a narrow detrov base of the earth. That's the third category. So we have teneike and niktano. So Higias Manoliris is one category. And then Higias Manoliris, the loy roaso, the second category. And roaso beide base of the earth is the third category. And then we have, it's not discussed explicitly in the Mishnah, but the Gemara discusses it. A Beigere Shaloi Raso is the fourth category, and Beigere Sheroaso is the fifth category. So altogether we have five categories. So Tineke Shaloi Giaz Mano Lirates, Viniseits, Iktano, Bishamayim Rim Nisla Arba Leles. In other words, Arba Leles do not have to be in succession. It can be even spread out over a considerable period, even over Nisla Chedesh. In other words, four nights of delay. So, if she sees Dan, so she stay on. Then, Tichyamako means if the hymen is completely broken and it doesn't bleed anymore. Sometimes when the hymen breaks, but it keeps on bleeding. So Tichyamako means the hymen is completely broken and it doesn't bleed anymore. Higias Manoliris. The Niseis, that's the second category. So, Bishamayimri, but that means she didn't see it, and now she sees for the first time. So, but the days of Dio, she didn't see even once, and she's an arrow, not the dangerous. Bishamayimri, Nesnul, Lilo, Rishi. So, many beers, even many beers, Lilo, Rishi. Who be sealing me ad mitzoy Shabbos Arba Leilis. She gets married to a Nisim Mavi. So she has Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and mitzoy Shabbos, four beers. And if she sees in those days after the four beers, so she's there. Because then it's certainly attributable to the Dam Tzuri. Roaso now the third category. Roaso beid of the base of Yo. She's in Aro, and she already saw the base of Yo, and now she sees again after she says, Bishama Emri, Nesn lo bilas nitzve. That's all. Bishil Emri, Kola Lailo Kola. Rashi, the Nekis, Neisnin lo arba leilis, Lishamish, Tafilo reya amrin dam tsurnu, Ashitich ya amako, Nifores bigmoy, Igi az manoliris, Vili raso, Ad mitzoy shabes, The Yenises
bi'arvi. Because Mary on Wednesday.
Yeah. Na, Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Vafilu Roasa. In other words, by Tineikis Iktano. So, Vafilu Roasa, Beis Avio, Omer Bisila, Heilo Velo Yigi Azmano Lireis, in view of the fact that she is still Iktano. So, Neisnu Lachetich Yamano. Mimai, how do we know? We become afflict with Satan, being Roaso, being Shaloi Roaso, because in regard to a narrow, so the Mishnah distinguishes Roloi Roaso and Roaso, so Loi Roaso, so Dalet Leiris, and Roaso only Lilo Achas, so because of Michlal de Reishe in regard to Ektano, Loish nehoche, veloish nehoche. So we still say, Ashitich yamako. Tanya namoche, we still lemlin, Ashitich yamako. Bein roaso, bein loy roaso. Now Rashi. Afilo roaso, ibeis avio, omru bisilel. Hoyo dolo yigi azmano vireis, neistin lo Ashitich yamako. Achitich yama mipoli b'seifi v'igi azmano kotone chiluk bin roaso v'loi roaso. So, and the reishe doesn't distinguish, so it's a raye that the reishe is referenced even to roaso. So we still say that it's teiro achitich yama. Achitich yama until the mako is healed. That means, Tich Yamako means until the hymen is broken and it stops bleeding. Sometimes, after it's broken, it keeps on bleeding. So, that's not Tich Yamako. It means when it stops bleeding, goes Atkamo. So, in other words, the until when do we have a sotik? Maybe it's already Tich Yamako. And until when do we assume that it's not Tich Yamako yet? Omar Rav Yuya, Omar Rav, Kol Zman She Nicheres. Nicheres. Nicheres, the little music of Nicheres means that it works. So, but the Gemara will be in first. Kamrite Kamo Bishmuel, Omar Li, Nicheres Uein Yedea, Mai, Elo Kol Zman She Reik Motsu, Bisehape Mach Mastashmish. So Tsihape means isim okay. So as long as according to Shmuel, so it's a raya that Loi Choytza Mako, if she still bleeds Mach Mastashmish. If after Tashmish she bleeds, so it's a raya that the hymen is not broken yet and it's not healed yet. So Mimele. So it's Loi Choytza Hamako.
He'll never attribute to God either?
As long as the Mako is not healed, some mele we attribute it to Damsu. Nechira Zuein Yedea Mai. So he doesn't know, Shmuel doesn't know what Rab means by Nechira. Elo Kol Zman Shorei Kmotsu B'Seich HaPeh Mach Mastash. Now, Nichiro dikoma rab heichedome. What does rab mean necheres? Omar rab Shmuel barab Yitzchok. Lidin forshal yimunei de rab. So I know it was explained to me what rab means by necheres. Eimedes v'reyo yoyshebes vein reyo. If when she stands, she bleeds, and when she sits down, so then she doesn't leave. So be yidu asher choy samak. So that means that the mako is not healed yet, and that's why it still bleeds. Some mele when she stands, so one part of tissue rubs against the other. Some mele she bleeds, but when she sits
down,
but when she sits down, there is no irritation, so she doesn't bleed. That means when she sits down on a hard thing on the karka, then she bleeds. When she sits down on pillows and blankets, so there is no rubbing, no irritation, then they nareyo. So you do ashaloy chaisamak. Al gabi kulon nareyo, but if she bleeds, even when she sits down on pillows and there is no irritation, so then we have to bechayish that it's not damsuri, but it's damido. Al gabi kulon veinoreyo, or if she doesn't bleed, even when she sits down on hard things, so then we cannot attribute it with certainty to Damsuri. So, you do as a Choysama. Now the Rashi. Shoreik Shinchert Kam Forest, Shoreik Motsu Shereya Mahmastash. Now, Teise says that Teise is very important. I told you don't have to go over the Teise, all right? But this Teise is very important. The Divra Maschil calls man Shoreik Motsu Bisechape. Shereya Machmastashmish. Talinon Kola Yeim Amochos Yichola Lailo Sheacho. In other words, as long as she sees dam machmastashmish, so what does it mean she sees dam machmastashmish? When do we say that she sees dam machmastashmish? Suppose she attachments once, and then she bleeds 2 weeks later. Would we say that the bleeding is machmastashmish?
No,
only if the bleeding takes place a short period after the tashmish. What is considered a short period? So a short period is considered the following daylight and the following night. In other words, if the tashmish took place on Tzoei Shabbos, so then when she bleeds Sunday, and even if she bleeds Sunday night, without any tashmish, so it's considered Reye Machmas Tashmish. But if she bleeds Monday, in the daylight part of the day, Monday morning, Monday afternoon, so if she didn't have the new tashmish, Sunday night, just Mitzvah Shabbos, so she's not considered Reye Machmas Tashmish. Even Sunday night, even Loishim Shav Sunday night. So it's still considered Premach Dachish. Afil Loishim Shavim, Bidam Sulim. Vafil Eino Necheres. Vafil Eino Necheres. Aber 1 second, please. Vafil Eino Necheres. So according to, so in other words, according to Shmuel, even if she's Reye Machmas Tashmish, she has the one simen of Reye Machmas Tashmish, then it's attributable to Damsul, even though she's not Necheres. We don't require the other symptom of Loi Choy Samak. But Leina Necheres, Abel Suloi Talino, but beyond Sunday night, we are not Tehle, in Damsul. Hoyol v'leishimshol, in view of the fact that she was not Shalmeshesh Sunday night. Supposing Shalmeshesh Sunday night, so then any bleeding takes place Monday during the day and Monday night will also be attributable to Damsur. Kidom aliyu b'seif perikami. Over a laila achaz leitashmish meyo. V'rav machmi atvei. Now this is very important because the thesis of Rosh is chilik. V'rav machmi atvei. V'davke kishenecherel v'yim shalach atashmish talinom bey. V'laila shalachol. So in other words, according to Tesis, Rabbi requires both symptoms. Shmuel requires just one symptom. In other words, Re'emach Mastashmish, without Mechares. And Rav requires both symptoms. Re'emach Mastashmish and Mechares. The Tesis of Rosh here, we can see. So he is chilek, and he says that Rav is meikir vis-a-vis Shmuel. In other words, according to Rav, so Mecheres by itself is enough to attribute it to Dam Surim, and according to Rav, but Rav is made it that Re'emach Mastashmish by itself is also a symptom of Dam Surim without Mecheres. Of course, so there's the machlekes between the Tesis and Tesis Rosh. According to Tesis Rosh, Rav requires both symptoms, Re'emach Mastashmish and Mecheres. According to Tesis Rosh, so Rav is making that Mecheres by itself is enough. But Rav is made it to Shmuel. The Re'emach Mastashmish without Mecheres is also enough. Now that's the basic machlekes. Now let's look 1 second, please. Let me discuss it, please. Many times you let me discuss something, so you won't even have to ask. So everybody will gain. You will gain, I will gain, and everybody will gain. About, I don't know what line this is on, about the 27th line, okay. So it says, it's in Divra Masim, for then, Echein l'rav, yom ha'kol zman sh'necheres, kol odio sh'reis ha'layla v'yim sh'lacho, avdoloi nechire, tehero, v'yim sh'lacho, avdoloi nechire, that number kol zman sh'reya, So then she's there, Abeloi Nechiro. Uriim Shalachov in Ruas, Abeloi Nechiro, Meyo. So Rab, according to his Rosh, Rab is a Meikio in regard to Shmuel. In other words, Rab says that Necheres without Re'emach Mastashmish is also a sufficient symptom of Damsuri. And Damsui. So, but in thesis, she is, according to Rav, we require both. Alright, let's go over the whole thing. So, the Ramasco calls Mancha, Mancha, we say, okay, Machmastash. Shalom Toskolio is Machmastash. Luka, call this. The Moho, the Lelia, the Hakein, at the Loishin Shop, Talinum, the Damsul, Abo, in Was of the Imshani, Habe, Damido, Damun, Kame, Abo, Lala, has Blue Tashmish, the Was of Neo. Wie mache ich kein Schimmsch auf der Wasser dann? Mach mich das nicht stehen auf. Kol den Schimmachos, die Leilöscher hakein. Apil loi Schimmsch auf. Geht am Rinnon. Im Meise, die Nussam, und alle Dleilis, und die Rebeiz Chies. Die Chien Rab, die Oma, kol den Mann, Schen Cheres, kol der Vio, Schel Isa, Leilö, die Heib, Schlach auf. Der Zrei, mach mich das nicht. Aber loi nicht hier, Teher. According to the Isves, so only when it's coupled with Nechire. Aber lo nechir der, wo wir jem schlacho, wie ein Was, aber lo nechir hat mir. Alright. Achrein say, that the Shit Sarambam is also like the Tethys Rosh. Now the Rambam passed us like Rav, Ilchas Kerav Bi Yisure. And the Fandoloshna Rambam is Mashma, that according to Rav, so Reh Machmastashmis by itself is not sufficient, that we need both symptoms. Alright. Higi Azmano Lira is the Nisets Bishama Yenrim Nesten Lovailo Hishen Bishil Enrim Admitri Shabbos Abalilis. So, Itma, so we have a machlekes between Rav and Levi. What does it mean, Abba Levi? According to Rav, Abba Levi doesn't mean just Levi. It means the four complete days. The days too. The days too. So he's allowed to have relations with her in the daytime of the four Levi's also. Remember, she got married on Wednesday, so not only tonight, but Thursday during the day, and Friday during the day, and Shabbos during the day also. So according to Levi, and according to Levi, so only the Leilis, not the Leilis and the days. Itma, Shimshob Yomi, Rabomalo Ipsido Leilis. The Levi Omar Ipsido Leilis. Of course, Levi is also made it. It's not a halacha. Dafke Leila is not yomi. In other words, four beers. So Leila is, if he has the beers in the Leila, so he cannot have the beers in the days. If he has the beers in the day, oh, so then he cannot
have the Leila.
Either one or the other. Yeah, either. But the Mishnah mentions Leila is because ordinarily, it's also to love the Alish day, to be love the Alish in the daytime. It's not sneeze. So, Rabba Malo Yipsila Leilis, Admitri Shabbos, Levi Omar Yipsila Leilis, my Abba Leilis Diktone Abo Eines. So it's either Leilis or days. Rab Lomu Yisna Abba Leilis. If he can have both. So why did Mishnah say Abba Leilo? At least Uachare Kamash Malon, because the usual thing is to have relations with one's wife in the nighttime, not in the daytime. As a matter of fact, it's not sneezdik to have relations in the daytime. The dark of the beer Leilo is the lady Leisne Abba Leilo is having to be Shabbos Lomon. So the washing is Ad Mitzvah Shabbos, Mashma, Leilis and Days, and Tum Mitzvah Shabbos, inclusive. Okay, Mashma Lon, Bishor Ali Nibel, Chatzila Bishabbos, Kibi Shmuel, Bama Shmuel, Pirzot Chukom Muto, Muta Likonit Bobi Shabbos, In other words, that it's motel lobby, our each day for the first time on Friday night, even though it's very likely that there will be done, but it's a double shame is habit, and it's not considered execration because it is, there is a possibility that you'll bore our each day of shame the first time and not be made it up. In other words, there are hatoyes in the more called Ksuvah is needed. So that's why the Mishnah emphasizes at Mitzvah Shabbos to tell us that Ksuvah is in Mavi, so he has Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night. And Friday night, suppose he wasn't Bo'aleo Wednesday night, and he wasn't Bo'aleo Thursday night. So he's allowed to Bo'aleo be a Rishaino Friday night, and he doesn't have to be a Cheshish for the Yisrael Chabure, because it's a Dovoshen in his Chave, and it's a Cheshish, it isn't. Rasha Nusoy Shabbos Nam Begeinu Velayim Yishorim Nidu Bishabbos Afa Pishle Boladayim Kim Shtei Bileis U Pesa Dochu. In other words, there is a problem not only when it's the first time, even if it is the third time, because it's Pesa Dochu, means the hymen is still not completely broken, it's partially broken, so there might be dam. Itmar Boal Veloy Motzadam because I will Boal Motzadam. So suppose, let's say Wednesday night he is bail and there is no dam, and then Thursday night he's bail and he finds dam. So the question is, can we still attribute it to dam psulim? Can we still attribute it to dam psulim? So there's an argument for and con. So the argument that we cannot attribute it to dam psulim is the fact, monefshech, if it's dam psulim, that means the hymen is not broken. So how is it that he didn't see dam the first time? And the argument that we can attribute it to dam psulim, so because it's possible to make the BA a full BA without breaking down, that's called, there's got it. That then we cannot attribute it to them too. The Ravasi Omar Teo, Rafanin Omar Teo, Dini Sedava, I'm sorry, Nikora Abos. Rabase Omar Teiro Num Yisramle Kishmuel the Beil de Azodim the Mashmuel de Chemi Libil Kamabile Leidam Vidoch. So why does Rab Hanine say Meo Shan Yishmuel, because that's not so usual, I mean the Bile de Azodim, so Shan Yishmuel the Rab Gufrei.
Alright,
he was very vigorous, false.
He was a strong man.
Yeah. Because I would well be say Havalele. May you be damn in the room. Alright. And we passed him like a Hanine. Like Hanine, not like Havas. So that means that he there was one beer without dam, then there is a beer, then there is dam after the second beer. So then we say, inasmuch as there was no bleeding after the first beer, so we cannot attribute it to dam sum. So Teisa says, according to Mandoma, Bestes the Raise, even if he tries on Kishio's Mantvire, let's say that Haveset is on the 22nd day, and he comes on the let's say the Veset is on the 21st day or the 20th day, and he comes on the 29th day. So then, according to Mandoma, Vestas de Reise, even though assuming that she had a Veset, she had a period on the 20th and 21st, so she was able to count 7 days and go tefillah. So she's still asur. Why? Divadai Roaso. So in Sofik Kor Livadai Meitzi Midivadai Roaso Hashim. So this is Teisa Shite. The economic Mandoma best is the Raise. So then according to Mandoma best is the Raise. So then even if Shraso Kishios Mantfile, she's still a soul. Because in Sofik Meitzi Midivadai, even in Sofik Akor Levadai, this is Sofik Akor Levadai, because an Ishok Sheiro certainly would go, it would go Tvile, so it's in Sofik Akor Levadai. But in Sofik Akor Levadai, Meitzi Midivadai. Now, Sotei Sushite is that the Mandoma who says best is the Raise, so it's Ivadai Nido. It's Ivadai Nido because Erev is Manibur, not Sofik. But Rashi is Chelik. Rashi holds that Rashi says Asuo, Erev is Manibur, the Raise, Haloch Lemesh Misinai, Dimar Zekinul of Ituma Sofik. So Rashi emphasized Ituma Sofik. Now, if it's Sofik, so then Sofik Akor Levadai is Meitzi Midei Sofik. Is Meitzi Midei Sofik. So apparently, Rashi would say differently. Rashi would say differently. But so Rashi would say that in Muteres, according to Rabbi Bachone, afilu igia shasvesto. So even if he didn't wait the number of 7 days, so that she could have counted, that even if she had a period, she could have counted 7 days and gone through it. All right. So we can say that in regard to Rabbi Bachone. But how about Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says the Firesh, Isho Sheish Lo Veset, Bailo Mechashit Yimei Vesto, Uboleo, so that is true, because Rabbi Yechanan holds that Vestes de Rabbonon, this Vatzeir says, but according to the Vestes is the Rabbonon. Vestes is the Rabbonon. But according to Mandoma, Vestes de Raise, So then, according to Rashi, so he's not allowed even to be mechashi 7 days. Why not? But it is sofik meitzim in the baray. So that is a kashi against Rashi. You see, Teisve says that the mandoma who says best is the raise. Afilu shoa so kishios mantvile is asua. Afilu shoa so kishios mantvile is asua. Is asua. Why? Because in Sofi, kakor rivadai, meitzim rivadai. But according to Rashi, so that's all right, according to Teisves. That first is the Raisa, so she's a Vada Nido. But according to Rashi, she's only a Sofik Nido. So even according to the Mandoma, that first is the Raisa, he should be able to be Mechashev, 7 days, and then by the Boaleo, so maybe in a Hanami, so maybe according to Rashi, so even according to Mandoma, that best is the Raise, but if he's Mechashi 7 days, then it's Mutar because Sofik is Meitzi Midi Sofik, according to Rashi. So then we have to say that, so even if we say best is the Raise, even if we say best is the Raise, so if he's Nechashe Zayin Menido, so then he's Mutalove Aleo. He's Mutalove Aleo. Even if we say best is the Raise. No, but it's not Shayach to say. Because what do we say? In other words, what do we say? So, yeah, even if we say versus the Raise, since it's Sofik only Nido, according to Mandoma, versus the Raise. So, and Bailo, and this is a Sofik Akor Levadai, so it's made in the Sofik, according to Rashi. So, according to Rashi. So, why does the Gemara say, Omar Avuna Loishon or Shloi Giash Asbesto, Avoli Giash Asbesto, is asuro kosova fest is the raise and rabbe vachone omar why did mora say rabbe vachone omar afili gish as besta nam muta as kosova fest rabbonon even if we say this is the raise but we say sofik akorab levadai is meiti mi levadai So apparently, according to Rashi, Rashi will be chilek on Teisves. And Rashi will hold that when Rabbi Vachone says, Afilu igia shasbesto, namu muteres, so it's muter even if he's not mechashiv shibayom. Even if he's not mechashiv, that could only be if we say versus the Rabbonon, but if we say versus the Raise, if he's not Mechashiv Shveyomi, so we don't have a Sofik Akor Levadai. So certainly it's not allowed. Then, so according to Rashi, there is no Raya that Rabbi Yochanan holds Vestas in Rabban. Because Rabbi Yochanan requires Mechashiv Shveyomi Mubayla Bolao. So then it is Sofik Akor Levadai meets him with his Sofik according to Rashi. Afilu Yaldo Omar Rabbi Yochanan Afilu Yaldo Dipsizel Mitval Pirish Akuntos Afilu Naro Shebeisho Libeo Unchanai Unchanai Vada Yohaso Miyoma Rabbi Yechanan Hach Name Kim Shal Yohaso Vivada Yisho Rabbi Yechanan Veini Miyushi Virach Miforesh Vichin Rab Natam Ato Apostle Yaldo did Zizel and Midbal, Pirisho Lidom, Fradedes Litvil Tichlam. So, whereas Rashi explains Zize in the sense she's ashamed, so the Rachan Rabnatan explains it in the sense she's afraid. What is afraid? Lest she'll catch a cold. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, a yildes, teyo gimu hezihinu vechil sheyesh bisakone, even if she says, ina tzrichan, to chil Shabbos. And teyo zayin efter gimu, only if she says, I need a chil Shabbos. But if she says, I don't need it, so then we're not allowed to chil Shabbos. And teich lamed, we tell a nochri to be Michal Shabbos for her. Because until 30 days, so she has a din of a chile she'in b'sakon. Now I heard from my father in Psak that since a yildes, kol lamed has a din of a chile she'in b'sakon and a mil nochi is muter, so it certainly applies to any person who had an operation, even if it's a minor operation, because a minor operation is certainly not less of an ordeal than giving birth to a child. So if a yildes has a din of chilish misakone kolamed, has muta amil inochi, so, and let's say, is not mechuyeves, I heard it like I've been fasting on Tisha B'av, so not mechuyeves to fast on Tisha B'av. So certainly any person who had an operation, so has a din kolamet as of the operation, like Yechile Shem Zakon. So the Gemara says there, like I've been yildes, that we are allowed to tell Enochri to make the heat for the yildes, Teichlam. But then the Gemara says, if she cohabits with the husband immediately after that, so then there is no fear lest she'll become sick. She becomes sick. So the Gemara says, Kidoma Felik Mifanin, the Bas Rafri, now Bas Rafrizde was the wife of Rove. The Bas Rafrizde Tovlo Tirshlo, Shleishin Mileide. Behold, so then she became sick. Not the chilish shavus hakone, she became sick. She caught a cold because she was tivelis. Teich shleishim yimim leidim. Now, in those days, so you didn't have heat in the mikvahs, so in the mele, there was a possibility of catching a cold. Teich shleishim leidim. Behold, so the amte rove learsei biitzayes. So rove, her husband, cohabited with her, so then she became cured. The hashte some mele, so we see that the hashte osa shapia, domale, vaday oasom yomer abiechle, in king yildes, afil lois of the eges litveil, loyate abiechle, the sophic tfile in mitziamidi, vaday oasom, ubozis loshin pachat, ki ahi. אפילו פחד כי היא דיפרדי זה יבומס לא ילבו יאובי דיפוזיס ברמיני מי הוא שרגילו דבורים משמע שהוא לא שם בישס גבי יבמתי בזיזה מיני ישן דבר ופרק בשמי מבזס בוז מיני מי הוא גם יש לפורי שלוש פחד ובאורך פירה שלוש בישס. In other words, like Rashi, so how does Ramatam explain Omar Abichan after Yalda, the Zizel Mitval, that he is afraid to be Tivelis, Omalei, or to Vadei Rasom, Omar Abichan, Eimad Omar Abichan, and Sofik Rasom, Sofik Lui Rasom, Vinti Tzulim Rasom, Eimad Tovle, Havo Vadei Rasom, Eimad Tovle, Havo Sofik Vadei, Vin Sofik, Meitzmi Vadei, but by Sofik Rasom, so then he sofik meitzim he sofik akorom lebadai is meitzim he sofik. So even by Yaldo, who is afraid, but the question is, since we see from the Gemara that for Yildiz, so it's, there is a possibility to catch a cold. So how is it Sotik HaKol Vavid? The answer is, we are not doing Yildiz, we are dealing with a regular woman, you know. So then there is no, but a Yalbo is afraid, even if she's not Yildiz. A Yildiz, so there is a real possibility that she'll become sick. But a Yalbo, so is always afraid. Since there are some women who catch a cold as a result of being tevil, so they're always afraid. So, but it still is Sotik HaKol Vavid, because that fear is not based upon reality, you see. So Mimele, with still a Sotik HaKol Vavid. Chobra Shemeis, V'iniach Migurom Leo Peres, V'ferikam Elichum, Gabi Shochad Nimzo Sakin Gumo, Komoname In Sotik Meitzim Yubadai, V'limaisim Har Duchobra. There that we have a machlekes between Rabun and Rav Chisdi. Let's say, suppose he was sheichet to the Hine, and then he found, later on, he found the sakin in Tumor. And he was engaged in using the sakin in Anatomis. So, Ephraim. So Rabune says that the Behem is Osa, because we have to be Heishesh. Maybe it became a pogrom, the sakin became a pogrom as a result of colliding with the air Vesashvili. With the air Vesashvili. And Rav Chisda says, Sakin is Vadai. Atzomes is Vadai Pegin. And air Vesashvili is Sofit Pegin. So mainly it's more likely that the Gine took place as a result of colliding with Atzomes, rather than as a result of colliding with the air with Ashviti. It's because in Sofik Meitzin Yibadai, in Sofik Meitzin Yibadai. So, Kavi Shochad Nitzu Sakin Gumo, Komoname in Sofik Meitzin Yibadai. So, Vilumaise Mihach Bechover. So, why doesn't Gimora ask from the price of Chobar Shemes, V'niach Migurom Leoperitz, there Rav Chisda says, we say in Sofik Meitzin Yibadai. So in view of the fact that Hatzomes are Vadai Pagan, and Erbis Ashvide in Sofik Pagan, so Mele, this is more likely, so we attribute it to the collision with the Hatzomes. So Mele the Behemo is Muteres Vachil. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from, because in Sofik Meitzin Yibadai, why doesn't the Gemara ask from the price Chobar Shemeis V'niach Migurom Leoperitz? So then we do say Sofik Meitzin Yibadai to the Maise Mar the Chobar V'shifcho, and V'shifcho Zishal Masik. So the Chachonim were matter him, the Kain, so retire the Kain, come with Shifra, Mishum de Hoche have a Sofik Tevi Rogir, the Afiluli Kule Meitzin Yibadai, because over there it is a Sofik HaKor of Levadai, over here it is Sofik HaKor of Levadai, that the Chover took up from his maestres, that the Chude was Gerer in the case of Shifrosi Shalmasik, was Gerer. So it is Sofik HaKor Levadai, so Mele, we are Tele Lehoker. It's more more of a probability. Mashenkin over there, so mele the Gemara couldn't ask a kashi. Couldn't ask a kashi. Against Rabune. Against Rabune. Because Rabune says there is Chilik and Rav Chisda. And he says, we are Cheshish. Because here it is, is Sofika called Levadai. Some Mele. We say Sofit Meitzin Vivarai. It's of Meitzin Vivarai. And over there, so it's not the Kor Vivarai. Shorchav Sofit Tevi Rogil, Vafilu Likule Meitzin Vivarai. And here, it is such, it's so probable. The Sofit, the Tim Likule. But over there, so Rabune says we cannot be tilokil on the basis of the Sofit Meitzin Levadai, because Atzomes is Vare pagan and the Eobis Ashvite is Sofit pagan, because it's not so probable as this Sofit. Vochaname Lishayach La'asiyah Hidosom Ditoval Violo Diose Sofik Tova Viola Diose Sofik Mutin Vadai Diosom Haine Mishun Dehave Lechumre. I mean, so over there. And over there, we cannot. Yeah, and we cannot even mention the Aloha mentioned Tova V'olo V'nimtso D'vachetit. Tova V'olo V'nimtso D'vachetit. Aflo Oso Kol Hayein. So the tefillah is not a good tefillah. The tefillah so we cannot mention here as a kashe against the aloche, but we say sofik meitzin levadai here, the Gemara doesn't mention here as a raya that Sofik is meitzin levadai. The aloche of Toval Beolo v'nimtso dovachetit afilhoyo osu kolayein beisi dobo, so he has to go tefillah again. Somebody went tefillah, and then after tefillah he was engaged in fish bones. Let's say he was cleaning out the fish, taking out the bones from the fish. And then he found on his goof a fish bone. So he has to go to Tfilah again. We don't take it for granted that he got the fish bone. He got as a result of doing work on the fish bone. In other words, because we are afraid maybe he had the fish bone before Tfilah. So why don't we mention? Why don't we mention it here that we do not say Sofik Meitzi Medivadai? The Gemara only mentions the price of Chavash Meis that we do not say Sofik Meitzi Medivadai. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that aloche of Tobal Vaolo Vimutzal of Dovachetzis Afilo Oyo Osipalayein Veisi Dovo? So he has to be tabled again. So it's a riot that we say Sofik Meitzi Medivadai even though the bone is barachetit, and whether the person had before Tfilah a bone between the teeth, that is only Sofik. The answer is no, that would be no kashe, because they are we say only lechumre. So because they are, we only say lechumre that Sofik is making the bada. In other words, we have to be cheshish for Sofik. And here, we say even likule that Sofik is meitzi medivadai. So in Mele, he has no shayches. He has no shayches. Okay, now. So he didn't start the Mishneh. Alright, for next week. Now, we're supposed to go over the Gemara after Tana Rabbanon, or Damach Mastashmi. I mean, just Gemara with Rashi, not Aces. Not Aces. Now, after you go over this Gemara, now I think you already went over this Gemara, so maybe it's not the first time for every year you probably went over this Gemara. So the Mishneh that you dale from it on the dale after fish on the Dayashaito from the Mishneh up to the end of the pair. You don't have to go over all the cases as you are, but just the cases that are relevant. In other words, like cases Tanyanam Hoche Abol Bailo Mutzeresh, or the cases Kibishetobo and Mal Mebet Kaoma Sneke, and the cases Masne Holy Masne. I think you went over.
Sugyas and Nida, Shir Lamadal, Vada Shishiva Yagim Kislev Toshim and Vav, November 26, 1985, on Wednesday, and Tuesday.
Exercise. says it's no, there was, sort of. There was. There was self-partial.
I thought there was a quote, but then when I looked at it,
oh, I didn't look.
It seemed like it went very well.
I just took it as a whole
that according to Rashi, it's a suffix anyway. Even if you're right.
Even though women by now are less than you're right.
But that goes well.
But how do you...
Because then the Gemara says, where it's a suffix, good. So, because then suffix more than just suffix. Certainly, she saw it's a bada. It's according to Tosis, you can't say that it's all right. So, then, but then it's never a suffix.
What?
It's built. Sheer.
Ooh.
No, I want that.
No. Because it wasn't much to discuss, so much wasn't discussed. Everything is based on the circuit. He didn't flash his remarks, now this is the difficult circuit. Watch it. Why is it
Oh, yes, I should have a little bit more.